From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Chinese President Hu Jintao got a red carpet welcome at the White House today with a color guard and a 21-gun salute. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the two leaders will try to make progress on the issue of trade, human rights, and China's growing military ambitions.
President Obama welcomed Hu, saying the two countries have an enormous stake in each other's futures, but he also prodded China on its human rights record.
History shows that societies are more harmonious, nations are more successful, and the world is more just when the rights and responsibilities of all nations and all people are upheld, including the universal rights of every human being.
But Hu, speaking through an interpreter, pushed back.
Our cooperation as partners should be based on mutual respect. We live in an increasingly diverse and colorful world. China and the United States should respect each other's choice of development path and each other's core interests.
And that, in a very polite diplomatic way, means back off. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut says he is retiring. He was addressing reporters moments ago to say that he would not seek a fifth term next year. The latest numbers on the housing market show a decline in new home construction last month. But NPR's Chris Arnold tells us there was a surge in building permits, which might mean that home construction could pick up soon.
This latest report showed that things didn't get any better for home builders at the end of 2010. But some economists are hopeful about the increase in building permits. Pat Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight.
Single-family permits, which I think is the key number in this release, were up. And it's an important number because it's forward-looking. So overall, I think it was a good report, even though the housing starts numbers were down.
A pickup in construction would be good for the economy because it would mean more jobs for construction workers and more business for all the companies that make appliances and windows, even lawnmowers, and everything else that often goes along with buying a new home. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A proposal to repeal the health care law enacted last year comes up for a vote in the House later today. Debate is underway, with Republicans arguing the sweeping health care measures are too costly for a still weak economy. However, President Obama argues the U.S. cannot afford not to change a system that he has long said has been pulling the country deeper into debt for years. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 17 points at 11,821 in trading of just over 2 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index off 34 at 2732, with the S&P 500 down 12 at 1283. This is NPR News. The African Union mediator in Ivory Coast has cut short his latest trip to the West African nation, saying there has been no breakthrough in the political deadlock. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports this is the latest failed mediation mission over November's disputed election.
Kenya's Prime Minister Raila Odinga was sent back to Ivory Coast this week by the African Union for further talks with the sit-tight incumbent Laurent Gbagbo and his presidential rival Alassane Ouattara. Speaking at the airport before he flew out, Odinga told journalists that despite late-night discussions, he again failed to peacefully resolve the crisis over who is president. The mediator warns time is running out and repeated the threat of more sanctions and the possible use of force to unseat Gbagbo, who's widely considered to have lost November's presidential vote. Odinga says he urged Ouattara to include Gbagbo allies in any cabinet he forms as president to give the outgoing leader ironclad assurances about his future security. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
In Iraq, a search is underway for more possible victims of a suicide bombing in Bakuba that killed at least 12 people today and wounded more than 50 others. Police in the city that's northeast of the Iraqi capital say the attack was carried out by two people. The first gunned down security guards outside a training center, allowing a second person to drive an explosive-filled ambulance into the site. A short time later, a suicide bomber attacked Shiite pilgrims on a road between Bakuba and Baghdad. At least one person died. FBI is investigating details of a bomb found during a holiday parade in Spokane, Washington, Monday. The device was defused. No one was hurt. This is NPR News.